for AHO, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, listening.
November
4, WWE. 4WWE, that's what it sounded like. It's kind of scratchy down here in Valhalla. Hope I got that right. This is N4AHO, Doug in Valhalla. I got my antenna higher up in the air, and it seems to have gotten worse up to this repeater. How do you copy me, over?
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, and you are clear with no noise.
Copy Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Is that correct? Over.
That's correct.
I see you're in Easley, so we're going the long way around, aren't we? That's okay. I had my antenna really low, and now I've got it up about another 20 feet or so, and it just seems I have a harder time hearing this repeater, so I thought I'd, and I got a new radio at the same time, so I thought I'd better give it a test. Appreciate it. You're fully readable here. You're definitely a 5 on readability. Strength probably about a 7. I'm fighting a lot of trees. I can't wait to see what happens when the leaves fill in. I can't get an antenna, no matter what I do, I'm not getting it up high enough to clear the treetop, so we'll see when summer really comes.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm transmitting to you on HT. So, we're both doing pretty good. You going to check in on the net tonight?
Kilo 04, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, N4AHO. QSL, I hope to be there at 9. I know it's my time. I'm first on the alphabet on Saturdays, so usually I show up whenever I can anyway. So, yeah, I do plan to be there. Over.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, my name is Chandler, and my current location is Travis Rest. Well, what's your name? It's nice to meet you, sir.
Chandler? Yeah, the name here is Doug, Delta Oscar Uniform Golf. Sorry, I thought you were in Easley. The QRZ says you're in Easley, or at least that's where you live. But, TR, yeah, you ought to be doing real well up to that repeater. Yeah, I'm on the outskirts of Valhalla, just barely outside the town line on the east side. But we're in some very rolling territory here, and I live in a 5-acre forest. I'm surrounded by more forest. So, except for my HF setup, my VHF setup is not really ideal, but there's really nothing I can do about it. So I just got a more powerful radio. I was using a handheld up until yesterday, but I picked up a new Yaesu. It's 65 watts, but I'm using 30 right now. So I'm glad it is getting up there and back to you. Over.
Please, and yeah, the vegetation can be a pain in the neck. So I completely understand. What kind of radio did you get? You said you got a new radio?
It went cheap, but I wanted some power to it. It's a Yaesu FTM-3100, FTM-3100. It's quite the plain Jane, bare bones, 2-meter radio. But at 65 watts and a front-facing speaker. I wanted to replace an older one that I bought at the Anderson Ham Fest, which never worked well, for $20 or something a few years ago. So this one is at least current, and it's got some juice to it. So I've been trying to program in. I can't do chirp. I don't have the cable for it. So I was programming the repeaters in manually. I've got some working and some not. But this one's working. The others, I can't find what the settings are that I've got wrong. Or maybe I'm just too far away. That could be, too. But so far, it's turned out to be a nice radio. Not super light, not super small. But it's hard to find one with a radio that faces straight at you. I mean, a speaker that faces straight at you instead of either out the top or out of the bottom. And it has the reverse on it and just been real good with simplex around here. So I'm real happy with it so far after one day. Or...
It sounds really good. I have a friend here who's interested in possibly getting his ham ticket, and I was wanting to know if you would be opposed to any third-party traffic.
I did not hear the words, the last three or four words just before the word traffic. Over.
I have a friend here with the TR. He's interested in getting his ham license, and he's wanting to transmit on my radio. And I was wanting to know if you're okay with some third-party traffic.
Hey, HO, certainly.
Okay, he just wants to keep listening for right now. I guess he's a little mic shy, but that's all right. How you doing tonight, Doug?
KO4WWZ, this is N4AHO. Pretty good tonight, Chandler. Been working most of the day. Got home a couple hours ago. And just thought I'd see what was going on. Once again, trying to make sure I've got this radio working. And I'm probably doing several things wrong with different repeaters. No, but the repeater book does not give me all the information, apparently. It doesn't tell me which setup to use for squelching or whatever on most of the repeaters, so I have to guess and try things out. But so far, so good. Yeah, today was, I'm a real estate agent, so I was showing some property today. Had to work on it when I got home. Probably have to do more tomorrow. But it was cold out there. And bundle up, especially on the lake with the wind blowing over the water. So I warmed up a little bit, got my ham dog here. Where'd she go? Where's my dog? Oh, there she is. Okay. Yeah, she likes to come in when I'm transmitting. So anyway, we're doing great here. Chandler, hope you've been having a good weekend so far. Over.
WWZ for ID. Yeah, it's been pretty decent. Basically just been sitting at the house watching TV.
It wasn't really a bad day to stay inside. It would have been okay, but it was all right. It was somewhat sunny outside and just chilly and windy. Here tomorrow is supposed to be a little better. That would be nice. So other than that, I'm just right now spinning around with my repeaters that I got programmed in. I'm just trying to fix any problems I've got. I'll be back for the net, but for now I'm going to try to troubleshoot any errors I programmed into this rig yesterday and try to get things working a little better and just, you know, get to know this rig a little more. So anyway, good evening to your friend there listening in. And, yeah, to go ahead and get your technician ticket. It's a lot of fun. And you can participate in a lot of things, a lot of events. So it's definitely enjoyable. There's a lot of different things you can do besides just, you know, talking on these two-meter radios, too. But these are very popular. But anyway, Chandler, I'll say good evening for about another half hour. And see you at the 9 o'clock net. This is N4AHO. Be clear on your final.
For HHOKO4WWZ, I want to say 33 to you and my friend appreciate the Q-Set, and so do I. Have a good night. Talk to you on the net. WWZ, any station, anyone available for a quick Q-Set, over.
KO4WWE, KA2TXJ, what was that call?
KO4WWZ, absolutely was. I'm doing a radio demonstration. How you doing? I got a cooking people here interested in getting their ham license, and they're eager to push the transmit button. Are you okay with a little bit of third party traffic?
K2TXJ.
This is Katie Hall from Traveling Grid.
Wasn't sure if it was E Echo V Victor, KA2TXJ. Go ahead with your traffic.
Caleb Hall checking in from Travelers Rest, South Carolina, in a 2007 Honda Tiburon, black.
Hey, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, they're seeking their license now, and they're having fun with this. They thought it was his police scanner. It's clear for the WWZ. I'll let you get back on what you're doing. Thank you.
Copy the help out. KA2TXJ.
For ULP monitoring. For uniform Lima Papa monitoring. For ULP monitoring.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. Tonight being Saturday, we'll begin the RF section with Alpha through Delta, but before that, we'll recognize the pre-net check-ins, and we'll also look for new amateur radio operators, and if by that time we have any Echolink stations, we'll let them go as well. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. If you're listening, Fred, appreciate you being here tonight. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4OSH, that's Pat, he's over in Malden. KW4TS, that's Jim, he's in Pelzer. KO4KFS, that's Tommy in Greenville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI, that's Don, bring it with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're over in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Don. Tell Linda we said hey. And KF4MRA, that's Fred, he's in Greer. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in functionality this evening. That's what it's there for. Appreciate you using it. And now we're going to check for any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, not sure of the protocol, and want to get checked in, but just not really sure on how it works. Just go ahead and throw out your call sign, and I'll do the rest. All right, none at this moment, but we'll keep trying, and hopefully we can get a few amateur radio operators to go ahead and get over that mic fright and squeeze that mic and throw their call sign out there in the future. There are no Echolink stations that I see checked in the Echolink, so we're going to go ahead and start with the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Alpha through Delta. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughters. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, via telephone relay. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
Hey, Debbie. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Early check-in, but this is Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa. That'd be KO4 Alexander here in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, and Amy, and all on the net.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick, and he is in Piedmont. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Arena Michelle who said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KN4CHY, that's Keith checking in by APRS text message. Good to see you using that technology, Keith. That worked fantastic. Window popped up right beside the window I was talking to. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. KO4ULP, that is Alexander. He's over in Traveler's Rest. You're sounding good in there, Alexander. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. KM4BLH, that's Kurt. He's in Greenville. Sounding good as usual, Kurt. Appreciate you being there. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. You're sounding good, Gary. Tell Joy we said hey. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave. He's in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got everybody on the first pass on the Alpha through Delta group. We'll go ahead and bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I'm mobile on my way home tonight. And I'll be in and out. Thank you.
DJW. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Dave.
Turn. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative, 73
to the net. Okay, net control, like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick on mobile on the way home this evening. Patrick, be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. W4FHJ, that's Gene. He's over in Taylor. Sounding good, Gene. Appreciate you being here. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in a little bit. And N4AHO, that is Doug. He is over in Walhalla. Doug, you sounding good? Don't worry about being out of turn. Things happen. Just make sure you get checked in here. That's what's most important. Appreciate you being here. Have a good evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73's for each one of you.
DJW, if you're in the same, you're well, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. You can mark me negative and negative. 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's over in Tuxedo. Sounded good as usual, James. We do appreciate you being here with us tonight. W4IOE, that's it. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. He's the one that calls the 14664 net tomorrow night with a appeal tone of 91.5. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Be sure and check in with Sid on Sundays at 8 on 14664 with a appeal tone of 91.5. I'm sure you will enjoy that net, and he would greatly appreciate you being there. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and Larry is over in Greer. Brings along with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Good to have you as night, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. Duncan is the only one that volunteered so far to help me categorize and label the parts that we got moved. Duncan, I'm going to wait till we get more volunteers before we do anything, just to give you a heads up on that. We do have to go out there and take pictures of and identify and get everything ready for the swap net. Well, not everything, but as much as we can. But we do need more volunteers. That reminded me when Duncan checked in. We do need more volunteers to go catalog all of the stuff that was donated to the club. And so we can put it on the swap net. So anybody thinking about that, just shoot me an email. I'm good on QRZ, and we'll get that moving. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
And Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, I'll be in and out this evening.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KK4JD. That is Joe. He is in Greer this evening. Good to have you tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters M through P. And would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, it's wonderful to check in. K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net control operator, Walt, over in Inman, South Carolina. Walt, you are doing so good. I was talking to my wife earlier today to talk about you, and she said, well, what's the prognosis? And I told her, it doesn't matter the prognosis. He's blowing the doors off the prognosis. You're doing so good, Walt. It is so good to hear you in here. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and keep up that hard work. I know it's difficult, but it's worth it. It's paying off because I hear Walt 100% in there. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Take care. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXV.
W. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73U Dave and all the net. Dave, did you happen to get my APRS message?
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Lloyd, sounding good from Simpsonville, South Carolina this evening. Lloyd, appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And KO4NNH, Fred, over in Pelzer. No, Fred, I don't have a text message from you tonight. I got one from Keith earlier, and that's the only one that I have. Yeah, that's the only one. I don't have one in my history either, and that it's been up for a few days. So, when did you send it?
I sent it about 5-10 minutes, or yeah, 5-10 minutes ago. Now I was just wondering if you got it yet. I hear my radio doing things. I just didn't know if it was. If you got it yet.
Okay, it didn't come through, but it could be because I'm calling that right now. There is noise near the APRS receive antenna. My transmit noise, I mean, it's really close, you know, when with it being that close, if the digipeater sent it out while I was keyed down, the likelihood that it's going to make it into the Ringo Ranger that's about 25 feet away from the 2-meter beam that I'm talking on now, probably not going to hear it. I think Keith just slid in there because he got in while the key was up and I was taking check-ins. So you might double-click it and have it send it again, and if I'm listening for a while it's transmitting, then it might make its way in. Make sense?
Makes sense. I was just curious, that's all. Trying to make sure my APRS is still working on my radio. It's been acting a little weird here recently.
Okay. Well, don't give up. Try it again. Sometimes they get through there. Sometimes they don't. Mine will try about four times, and if it doesn't get an acknowledgement in four times, then it just moves on. Anyway, good to hear you tonight. Good to know you're working on that, too. Keep trying. Don't give up. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Control, check in AA4QS, Donald, in the cold. M4DME, Paul, he's in the cold. We need them to hell of a boat
mess. Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize AA4QS. That's Donald, sounding good from Toccoa, Georgia this evening. Bring along with him N4DME, that's Paul. Good to have you with us tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello and do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And Fred, you just came through. So, yes, it did work. Your radio was working just fine. It came through while I was listening. So that's what the problem was. I think I had the key down when you sent it earlier. And if I got the key down, it just makes a lot of noise for the other antennas in the area. Anyway, take care. I appreciate you trying again. Let's go ahead now and move to the Quebec Through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, K-O-4-R-Y-P. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. And please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. I believe we will, he's also in Campobello with me tonight, and I believe we'll both be negative and negative. If Chad wants to make comments when he comes back in the room, I'll get him to recheck. Thanks, Dave.
NKC4SKD Larry, and also KG4AHS Rodna, both in Easley. Check us in and out tonight, Dave. Good evening, everybody on the net.
DJW. Dave, if you will, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-ray, KM4RGX. This is Carol and Grable. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net tonight.
4DJW. Check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative and negative.
4DJW. Check in out of turn, Kilo Oscar 4.
Alright, that was a very good group. Net Control like to recognize KO4RYP, that's our Monday night net control operator, Miss Anna, bringing with her KO4NUE, that's Chad, that's our Tuesday night and occasional Saturday night net control operator. Anna, appreciate you being here. Tell Chad we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. KC4SKD, that's Larry, bringing with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Wanda. They're over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Good talking to you on the radio the other day. Glad to hear you got that radio installed in the car, so we'll be hearing more of you, expecting it. Anyway, tell Rhonda we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. KM4RGX, that's Carol. He's over in Greenville. Sounding good, Carol. Good to have you with us tonight. KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. KO4WWZ, that's Chandler. He is in Traveler's Rest this evening, and I've got you down for comments, Chandler, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, and we're in the Quebec Through Tango group, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that brings us up to the patient group this evening, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stationed with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative.
Also, my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is to all the net tonight. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo, Tango KO4, YKT. Mark, QTH Inman, a negative, a negative.
All right, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4YM. That's Scott. Bring with him KO4ACD. That's Miss Mary, along with KO4ILI. That's Miss Mary. And they are all over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4YKT, that's Mark and Emmett. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. I think, yeah, I double-clicked and it came up as a solo entry. So this is the first time you checked in with me, Mark. I'm not sure if you know or not, but we're here every single night, 365 days a year. Check in as often as you get a chance. We do appreciate you being here. And W4TOA, that's Grant. He's in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Grant. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, W. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickens. Negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. The name is Ed, and I'd like a radio check. I'm using a new Yagi antenna.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K1CJW. That's Roland, sounding good from Pickens this evening. Good to have you this night, Roland. Appreciate you taking the time to be here, and you're sounding good. And WD8RON, that's Ed over in Brevard, North Carolina, on a new Yagi, and you are 100% quieting, and you are full scale, Ed. So the Yagi is doing the job. It sounds really good. QSL?
That, I'm putting out 50 watts. I got some help from Chad today putting it up, and it's one I built out of something that was online. So if anybody's interested, let me know, and I'll let you know where I got the information from, actually from two places. Over.
Okay, well, I'll be telling Steve, KM4VWA, about it because I was talking to him earlier about building one himself. I referred him to Arrow Antennas to look at the dimensions, but if you've got something that you got something that works as good, it's proven it like you're using right now, he might be interested. So he might be giving you a call. Go ahead, Chad.
NUE. Ed gave me a set of plans to give to Steve today, so I've got the plans to hand off to him. Over.
All right. You're one step ahead of me. Appreciate that. I was talking to Steve, and I was guiding him to the site where I got mine. And I know yours is a little more compact, a little easier to move around than mine is, so I think he probably would like that better. But anyway, I appreciate that. Ed, you good?
For Chad, I got the cable attached to the house, and I'm working on the box.
Good deal. KO4NUE, back to net.
All right, glad to hear of that success, Ed. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, SK4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
Check in KO4 LXZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima X-ray Zulu. This is Kyle, and mobiling around night here on 385. Getting back on a business trip.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, I was wondering what happened to you, where you were. It's unusual to go through that group and not get you checked in. Appreciate you being here this evening. And KO4LXZ, that's Kyle. He's mobile out on 385, getting ready for a business trip. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kyle. Take care. Be safe out there on the roads. Any other stations going all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that looks like that's going to just about do it this evening for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for checks between rag chews. First one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Got a brand new Queen Chinese stump. Harry, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Give me a radio check, Dave.
I hear just a little bit of white noise around the edges, but you're 100% readable. No problem reading you whatsoever.
Okay, very good. I got your email. No problem with that. I'll be listening when I can and let you know. The antenna that I'm talking on right now is a Yagi that's pointed about 90 to 100 degrees away from you. I've got it pointed towards the W4MOE repeater. I have a mountain or a ridge between it and me. I cannot see that repeater from my house because of that mountain ridge, and I was having to run 50 watts to get into it with the J-pole that I was running. So I saw in a solo review at QST about a dual band 2-meter 70 centimeter Yagi, and I bought it and put it up, and I can run 5 watts now. I'm running 10 watts to get into you, which, again, I'm talking to you off the side of that antenna, which is not exactly the direction that you use a Yagi with. But if it's getting in with 10 watts, no problem. But anyway, I'll be listening up here. I did hear Duncan and Sid on input, and it was on that lower J-pole antenna. I'll throw in a plug for that. I had a piece of aluminum angle, and I had a CB whip, and I had a quarter wave ground plane antenna, which provided the coax connector, and I used that arrow set of plans you were talking about and cut everything up, and that's my second antenna up on the roof now, and I've used it with 5 watts to get into your repeater down there. So, again, it's totally homemade. After I bought the set of dies and stuff to thread that CB antenna, which is made out of some of the hardest stainless steel I think I have ever seen, I could have bought the antenna cheaper than a set of dies. But that's another story. Anyway, we'll bounce it back into your court, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZM.
Well, Harry, with the radiation pattern being an elliptical pattern on that Yagi, and you being the side to us, well, a radial pattern would probably stick out further. That's doing good. That's doing really, really good. If we're off of the edge and we're on the minor axis of the ellipse and you're still making it to us just fine and the major axis is going away, then that thing's working good. that's a good antenna. But I guess you probably have line of sight to us, whereas that ridge is... it needs a little more oomph to get past the ridge. Is that the deal? Are you line of sight to the 6-1?
I have looked at Google Earth. I have not managed to get that thing that you talk about right-clicking and getting the terrain to pop up. But the biggest thing that I see between me and you is the thing called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And I know that, as you... Okay, I can see Mount Pisgah from my front porch. And as you go east, I know the parkway goes down, and there is a dip in the terrain. And when you go with the French Broad River, you're kind of at the bottom of that. And I'm sort of guessing that somewhere in there, I'm either walking around the edge of that dip or there's a notch or something, because I've been listening on input and I'm not hearing anybody from South Carolina on input. I've got another radio again on that air antenna, which is not up as high as this Yankee, but still, I heard Sid pretty clear. Of course, Duncan came in like he was sitting right here next to me. But there's evidently a notch in the mountains or something, because, like I say, I've looked at the map, and I don't think I have line of sight. And my elevation here is about 2,200 feet, according to my GPS in the car when I check that out. So I don't know why I'm getting into your repeater so easy. It's KC4EZN.
Well, I'll do an elevation profile between you and the repeater and send that to you in an email. And I think that typically that answers all the questions. It's like, oh, yeah, that's why. Right? It's really simple once you see that. But I was looking at Ridgeland Gap and you and the repeater and some other locations up in that area, Cedar Mountain, where, let's see, somebody just, who was that, Ed, just, was he Cedar Mountain? No. Cedar Mountain, that's Grant, who just checked in, W4TOA. He's up there in Cedar Mountain, but looking around. But I didn't think to do a cross-section. I thought you probably had line of sight because you've been able to get into it with 5 watts before. But now you got my curiosity going, so I'll go ahead and do one of those views and see what we come up with. But it sounds like you've been busy building antennas. I guess you're getting ready for the warm springtime. It's probably cold where you are. It's cold here. I'm telling Amy earlier this morning, I'm ready for spring. Enough of this cold stuff.
According to the weather I watched tonight, it's supposed to be up mid to high 60s tomorrow. When I woke up this morning, I looked out and the handrail on the deck had just a little bit of snow on it, and the bushes had some. There's nothing on the ground, and the temperature was in the mid-40s. Well, I'd say early that morning it was more in the mid-30s, but it got up in the mid-40s, and the wife and I went to town for Easter presentation that one of the churches gave, and when we came out, it was snowing like crazy. Wind was blowing sideways. I was in West Asheville, and we drove home, which is, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles west. And it was bright sunshine, blue sky, no wind. Temperature was still in the high 40s. And when I looked out earlier tonight, I saw a good, clean blue sky with half a moon. So I think around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes and look out again. Like I say, according to the weatherman tonight, it's supposed to get up into the 60s tomorrow and pushing 70 on Monday. So just sit tight. It'll change. KC4EZN.
Well, that's the same analysis that Steve and I did earlier today. I was talking to him on the telephone, and we were looking ahead at flying conditions for the week coming up. And we saw that not until Thursday does rain seep back in here, and it gets up to 74. So we can do with wind or cold, but we can't do with wind and cold. It can be one or the other, but it cannot be both. Preferably neither. Preferably both of them to get out of here. But I know that's going to be a little bit of time getting into the spring before the wind lets up. What else you got for us? What else is going on, Harry?
Well, I just want to compliment Walt. Whatever he is doing, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, but the way his speech is progressing, my suggestion was maybe he ought to tell his speech therapist that maybe part of their therapy program ought to be talking people into getting their amateur radio licenses so they can practice talking more. His improvement has been absolutely awesome. It's I'll just stop with that. It's really, really great to hear him. And I know that he's having to work real hard to make the sounds, and that's an even greater compliment. His success is really great. Other than that, just been busy with this, that, and the other. So that Yagi antenna I put up was a relatively easy thing to put together. The people that designed it made the pieces so that they are all the same length. Now, for the 70-centimeter parts, they have little plastic caps on the end. And then the 2-meter parts, you stick one in, and they're numbered. I mean, this is basically Tinker Toy put together. They've numbered, you stick the right number in the right hole and tighten the screw down, and then you take one of those pieces that has an end cap on it and screw it into the end of it. It's about a 15-minute assembly job, and then I put it back up on the roof. When the tree fell on my main antenna, it bent the piece of Unistrut that I had attached to the chimney, so I replaced that and repurposed a tree trimming pole it's one of these, got a fiberglass pole that slides in and out so you can, make it long and short. And I repurposed that, so I have that Yagi about 28 feet above the top of the chimney in my house. So that's been keeping me busy, I think that's enough for right now. I'd say I mowed my grass once. I really didn't want to do it April Fool's Day, but the weather was good and the grass was growing tall. So we shall see with that, Dave. We'll bounce it back to you and see what Chandler's got to say. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, it sounds like you're staying busy, and that's good. That's what Ray always told me to do. He said, when you retire, stay busy. So... no problem here. No problem where you are either, I can tell. Yeah, I wanted to cut the grass today, but it was cold and windy. I got a new battery. The electric lawnmower is about 7 or 8 years old. And this year, the battery did not survive the winter. When I went out there to charge it or to take it off the charger and put it in the push mower, it just didn't do anything. I put it back on there, back on the charger, it didn't do anything. So, 7 year old. That's not too bad for a rechargeable battery for a lawnmower. Anyway, got a new one in and wanted to cut the grass today, wanted to try out the new battery, and couldn't do it. Just too cold and windy out there. Anyway, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion, Harry. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
WKO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad.
Dave, can I make a quick call to KQ4JFO?
Sure thing. Go ahead, call your station.
K4JFO, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KK4JFO. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, James, would you look me up on QRZ and please shoot me an email? I need to contact you, sir.
Yeah, I certainly will. I'm actually on it right now, looking up some stuff I've been doing. Yeah, I'll sure do that, and maybe I can do that in the next few minutes.
KO4NUE, back to net.
KK4JFO, clear.
All right, glad we could get you guys together. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, the next one up on the stump this evening is... KO4WWZ, that's Chandler. Chandler, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing good. Enjoying life. How about you?
I'm doing quite all right. So I want to ask you something. Are you opposed to any type of third-party traffic? I have a friend here who is interested in getting his family. Actually, this is the third-party traffic. Can you tell Z what you need to do to get his money?
what he needs to do to get his license in terms of studying, or once he's finished studying and he's ready to take the test?
Studying and taking the test.
So I'll do what I've been doing since W4EEY Gary started his training sessions, right? So that when Gary started that about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even more than that, changed to what I recommended. And what I recommend is going to YouTube and plugging in W4EEY, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, and go to his YouTube page and look at his training material that he has right there. Probably the best there is out there. Go through those for whatever class license he wants to take, right? At any whatever point in time he decides whatever class license he wants to take, and that'll do two things. One, that'll give him an idea of what it takes to get your license. And two, that'll familiarize him with ham radio. It used to be, before YouTube and stuff like that, my dad used to throw books at me, not really literally throw them, but he used to give me amateur radio books for technician, extra general, Morse code. He used to all the time. Now, instead of having to go through the book and spend a whole bunch, because I wasn't a bookworm, now you can just go to YouTube, and if you miss something, you can just back it up and hit it again. So that would be my recommendation. And then when he's ready, there's all kinds of testing sessions. The West Cars has theirs every third Saturday at the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road. So if he's around this area and he wants to get his license around here, then he can wait till the third Saturday of the month and go over there to, and just listen to Gary on Wednesday nights, because Gary tells him about when that's going to happen and he makes announcements on it and that kind of stuff as well. But just meet up over there. There's some kind of a fee. I don't know if that's, I've heard that's changing. I don't know when that's going to impact them. But just check with Gary, KI4DOS, before going to take the test and make sure they haven't gone up on price or the FCC isn't going to charge you something, because I heard something come out saying they were, but I don't know when that'll happen. So does that answer the question? Any other questions there, Chandler?
Is it all right if I tried to call Chad real quick, KO4NUE?
Yeah, go right ahead. Call your station.
4NUE, KO4NUE, this is KO4WWZ.
4NUE, hey, Chandler, what's going on, bud?
Andy was talking to me on the radio a little earlier today, and that was on my base station, and he told me that I should probably check my SWRs. We didn't have a meter the day that you come and helped me put up the antenna. But I do have the tester meter and the SWR meter that Walt gave me. Did I just plug in the jumper cable to that, or how does that work? Because it's got something that says antenna, and then I think it says feed or something else on both sides.
Checked SWR, Chandler. I think while you were out getting some tools, I put my meter on it, and at the time it was pretty much where it needed to be. I don't think SWR is going to be your problem. You do have a little noise, but I think we discussed that when we put the antenna up and hooked it up to the radio and all. But yeah.
Thank you. That takes away any concerns about my base station. I think Andy may have possibly over exaggerated a little bit on that. I just wanted to be sure. How was your day, Chad?
But I'm tired. I feel like I've been traveling a lot, but I went up and helped a friend this morning with his antenna. It was nice to spend time with him, and then went to Liberty for a short time and picked up a segment of my tower. I'm going to take it down to the machine shop and do some work on it. and back home, and, you know, kind of just enjoying the net a little bit.